Panama City resident Freddie Robinson owns a one-story home in the Cove neighborhood. A year after Hurricane Michael hit, Robinson's yard is free of storm debris, and he's almost finished making repairs.
You know, I just have a little bit more hardy board to put on and finish painting. And I think I've, you know, as far as with my insurance, everything's up to code as far as the roof, the deck on the back. And like I said, I just have to finish the hardy board and we'll be good to go.
Many of Robinson's neighbors have fixed their homes since the storm, but a few properties on his block have remained untouched. Robinson's house is on the corner of North Palo Alto Avenue and East 3rd Street. Across the street to his right is a vacant two-story house which rises above tall grass, weeds, and overgrown bushes that almost cover the mailbox and the street gutters.
Looks like a jungle. The grass is what, up to your shoulders. I'm 6 foot. I know it's up to my shoulders. I mean, the only good thing about this over there is that FEMA put that roof on, the plastic roof, and it's lasted this whole time. It's probably better than the other roof that they had on. So, but it's just, it's horrible over there. They actually need to either tear it down or have them sell it.
Robinson says the home was empty for at least a decade before the storm hit. After Hurricane Michael, Panama City officials paused code enforcement actions on post-storm violations to give residents time to clean up their lots and start repairing their homes.
At some point in time, the homeowner has to fix it because there's still a lot of homes with trees on their roof. And once again, the house across the street looks like that. And there's a few vacant homes around on this road as well that needs to be addressed.
For Robinson, the neglected property across the street is mostly an eyesore. But for Pamela Yates, who lives next door, it's become a health hazard.
My cat brought in a rat, and I can't have that. You know, it just needs to be done. And it's not that we haven't called, because we have.
Yates says she's called the homeowner and code enforcement several times, but the property remains derelict.
It's gone too far, you know. And, you know, I'm not going to have rats in my house because she doesn't do anything, and I can't get code enforcement to do anything.
There's a number of properties that have never been touched. They look exactly like they did on the 10th of October.
City Manager Mark McQueen says code enforcement officials will begin issuing notices on October 11th. He says they'll start with owners who've neglected their properties.
They're particularly residential properties. They still have homes that have trees going through the middle of them, crushed cars in the front yard. I mean, it's just obviously an absentee owner. And so for those folks in particular, you know, the full weight of the code enforcement process has got to be administered.
McQueen says he estimates the city will send about 2,000 notices by the end of the year.
If they choose not to do anything, it will mean that it'll go before the magistrate and the recommendation will be to demo it. It could be, you know, a couple thousand by the time it's all said and done. I hope not. But at the end of the day, what I really am hoping we're going to see out of this entire process is that the quality of life in the city of Panama City is much higher, that the economic values and the property values of our community rise.
Right now, the city only has one magistrate to decide cases related to code violations. McQueen says he plans to ask city commissioners on Tuesday to hire more magistrates to handle a larger caseload and to accelerate the process. Code enforcement actions will also resume in the unincorporated areas of Bay County after the one-year anniversary. County Manager Robert Micah says almost a third of the homes the county has identified as unsafe or unfit since the hurricane have regained compliance.
There's over, you know, 1,000 homes on the inventory that we began with, and a little over 300 of those homes have been repaired and come into compliance. So through the course of the year, people have been making, you know, progress, and you know, that progress is measurable, and it's, and again, it's dependent upon each individual's, you know, individual insurance, you know, policy and how that relationship is going, the availability of contractors, the availability of materials, and the timeliness of which, you know, work can get done. So we're trying to be flexible and compassionate and use common sense, you know, when it comes to making these decisions.
Micah says he expects the county's first magistrate hearing to take place in January. Callaway and Lynn Haven have already resumed code enforcement actions. In Lynn Haven, officials are sending about 100 notices per month. Magistrate hearings are also occurring monthly there. For WFSU News in Panama City, I'm Valerie Crowder.